Allah forgives you. But why did you give them leave to stay behind, so that it would have become clear which of them spoke the truth and which of them invented false excuses? Those who believe in Allah and the last day will never ask you for exemption from fighting with their wealth and their persons. Allah is aware of those who are righteous. Only those people ask for exemption who do not believe in Allah and the last day, and whose hearts are filled with doubt and are wavering because of their doubts. If they had intended to march forth, they would certainly have made some preparation for it. But Allah did not like their going forth, so He made them lag behind, and they were told, "Stay behind with those who stay behind." Had they gone with you, they would have added nothing but mischief, and they would have made your efforts to create disorder among your ranks. And there would have been some among you who would have listened to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the wrongdoers. Indeed, they had plotted sedition before and created disturbance to make you unsuccessful until the truth came through and the decree of Allah prevailed, even though they disliked it. Among them, there is someone who said, "Grant me exemption and do not expose me to temptation." Have they not fallen into temptation already? Surely hell has encircled these disbelievers. If you gain success, it grieves them, but if you face a setback, they say, "We had taken our precautionary measures," and turn away rejoicing. O Prophet, tell them, "Nothing will happen to us except what Allah has written for us. He is our protector. And in Allah, let the believers put their trust." Further, tell them, "Can you expect for us anything other than two excellent things? Victory or martyrdom. But we are waiting for Allah to afflict you with punishment either from Himself or by our hands. So wait if you will. We too are waiting." Say, "Whether you give willingly or with reluctance, it will not be accepted from you, for you are the people who are transgressors. The reasons which prevent their contributions from being accepted are that they disbelieve in Allah and His Rasul, and that they come to offer salah but reluctantly, and that they offer contributions but unwillingly. Let neither their wealth nor their children dazzle you. In reality, Allah intends to punish them with these things in this life, and that their souls may depart while they are still unbelievers. They swear by Allah that they are indeed believers like you, yet they are not of you. In fact, they are afraid to appear to you in their true colors. If they could find a place of refuge or a cave or any hiding place, they would certainly run to it with an obstinate rush. There are some among them who criticize you concerning the distribution of sadaqah. If they are given from it, they are pleased, and if they are not given from it, lo, they are full of rage. It would have been better for them if they had only been pleased with what Allah and His Rasul had given them and said, 'Allah is all sufficient to us. Soon Allah will give us His bounty, and so will His Rasul. Indeed, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do we turn our hopes.'"